You are listening to Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope, the station that cares for you. It comes to you every Wednesday.
The program that brings you everlasting life and draws you closer to God.
In our program for tonight, you will be listening to the Word of God's and Family Life Lecture.
And music will be flowing within our program. Stay tuned.
For more information about our programs, call us on telephone number 0782-710-908. Or write to us at Message of Love Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, Arua, Uganda, or 247, Juba, Sudan.
For more, and just listen to this beautiful song. Let us prepare ourselves to listen to Family Life Lecture.
Welcome to the program. This is Message of Love, Voice of Hope. My name is Petronella K. Mubita. Our topic today is timing births or family planning. It is not yet widely known that birth spacing is one of the most powerful ways of improving the health of women and children. Births which are too many or too close, or to women who are too old or too young, are responsible for approximately one-third of all infant deaths of many children and women in Africa. If today's knowledge about the timing of birth is to fulfill its potential for saving lives and improving health, the available family planning services must be used by everyone. The messages in this chapter are particularly important for the primary and secondary school girls, university girls, and women who are already married. Here are the prime messages. 1. Becoming pregnant before the age of 18 or after the age of 35 increases the health problem for both mother and child. 2. The risk of death for young children is increased by about 50% of the space between births is less than 2 years. 3. Having more than 4 children increases the health problems of pregnancy and childbirth. 4. There are many safe and acceptable ways of avoiding pregnancy. Family planning services can give couples the knowledge and the means to plan when to begin having children, how far apart to have them, and when to stop. 1. In Africa, of 100,000 women who give birth, 200 die from the effects of pregnancy. Every year, many children die from problems such as malnutrition and diarrhea disease as a result of unplanned pregnancies. The mothers are unable to look after their unspaced children. Most of these problems could be prevented by using available family planning services to space pregnancies. For health reasons alone, no girl should become pregnant before age of 18. A woman is not physically ready to begin bearing children until she is about 18 years of age. Babies born to women younger than 18 are more likely to be born too early, way too little at birth. Such babies are much more likely to die at first year of life. The risk to the mother is unhealthy are also greater. Women who have 4 or more children should not have many more babies after 35 years of age. For women over 35 years of age, having pregnancies and giving birth can lead to maternal, child, and family problems too. The risk of death for young children is increased by about 50%. The space between births is less than 2 years. For the health of both mother and children, parents should wait until their youngest child is at least 2 years old before having another baby. Children born too close together do not usually develop as well, physically or mentally, as children born at least 2 years apart. When children are born too close together, the health of the other family members is also affected. One of the greatest threats to the health and growth of a child under the age of 2 is the birth of a new baby. Breastfeeding stops too suddenly, and the mother has less time to prepare the special foods a young child needs. Also, she may not be able to give the older child the care and attention he or she needs, especially during illnesses. As a result, the child often fails to grow and develop properly. Regular physical contact between a mother and her child should never be discontinued abruptly. A new baby forces a mother to suddenly stop the contact with the older child. This can contribute to poor growth of an older child mentally, physically, and socially. The mother-child relationship bonding should be also be discontinued gradually. Since a sudden spottage can contribute to poor child growth mentally, physically, and socially, a mother's body needs 2 years to recover fully from pregnancy and childbirth. This health problem for the mother increases if the next birth follows too closely upon the last. The mother needs time to get her strength and energy back before she becomes pregnant again. If a woman becomes pregnant before she is fully recovered from bearing a previous child, there is a higher chance that her new baby will be born too early and too light in weight. Low birth weight babies are less likely to grow well, more likely to fall ill, and 4 times more likely to die in the first year of life than babies of normal weight. After a woman has had 4 children, further pregnancies bring greater problems to the life and health of mother, child, and all family members, especially if the previous births have not been spaced more than 2 years apart. A woman's body can easily become exhausted by repeated pregnancy, childbirth, breastfeeding, and looking after small children. Further pregnancies usually mean that the mother's own health begins to suffer. After 4 pregnancies, there is an increased risk of serious health problems such as anemia, thin blood, and hemorrhage, heavy loss of blood. The risk of giving birth to babies with disabilities or with low birth weight also increases after 4 pregnancies and after the mother reaches the age of 35. Couples should submit the size of their family. A small family is easy to look after socially and economically. Children from small families get better medical attention, improved nutrition, and better education. Such children will grow into mature, secure, confident individuals. Most health clinics can offer different methods of family planning so that all couples can choose a method which is acceptable, safe, convenient, and effective. Couples should ask advice about the most suitable means of family planning from the nearest trained health worker or family planning clinic. Both husband and wife should seek a method with which they are most comfortable. Some methods of family planning, such as condoms and contraceptive pills, may also be available from pharmacies and other shops. Family planning is the responsibility of men as well as women. All men should be aware of the health benefits of family planning and of the different methods now available. Till next week at the same time.
Welcome back from that great message from Family Life Lecture.
Here is good news for you. We have free Bible Correspondence School that offer courses like Basic Health, Step to Christ, Bible Discovery, the Book of Daniel, the Book of Revelation, and Personal Bible Study Guide.
Therefore, to get these courses, call us on telephone number 0782-710-908 or write to us at Message of Love, Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, Arua, Uganda, or 247, Juba, Sudan.
It is a right time to listen to the Word of God.
This evening, once again, we'd like to greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm Idris Suleiman. Friends, this evening we are going to look at the sermons that entitled Look and Live. Our reading is coming from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. When I was at secondary school, people used to complain about the food. Did they complain about the food when you went to the academy? Complain, but they ate it. Complaining about food is nothing new. Even in the Bible, people said, we can't stand this detestable, horrible food. It's awful. Who was it that hated it? The Israelites. What was it? Manna. Who was the cook? Be careful when you complain about the cook. This was God. It wasn't Moses. Be careful when you criticize God. 1400 and 1500 years later, the descendants of those food haters did the same thing that their forefathers did. They rejected Jesus Christ, the bread of life. Wasn't he the manna? That's what Jesus is. They rejected manna again. People hate manna. There was another problem back in the Old Testament times. Not only were they distasting the food, but they were on a long way around. They know they wanted to go straight to the promised land. It wasn't that far. You can't walk 20 miles a day, probably, or 30. And they could get there in just a few days. But it took 40 years. And they said, Moses, these deviations is a waste of our time, especially when we are almost home. We had this long way around. And maybe you are on a diversion in your life right now. Maybe you are off the main road. Maybe you have lost your job. Maybe your health has deterred you. Maybe it's your teenager. Now your journey is rough. Things aren't the way you ought to be. Look at Numbers chapter 14 in your Bible. Numbers 14 and verse 1. These people were complaining and they had some things to complain about. There was no problem with that. But look at Numbers chapter 14 verse 1. That night all the people of the community raised their voices and wept aloud. I mean, they were even crying at night. They were just in tears. What did they mean? Verse 4. They said, choose a leader so we can go back to Egypt. That's what they wanted, was a leader to take them back to Egypt. And may I submit to you that you don't need a leader to go backwards, because you have already been there. You don't need a leader to regress into your sin. You have been there already. You know the way back. You only need a leader if you want to go forward, right? More than a million mad martyrs planned mutiny against Moses. And when the people of God were complaining about the manna, and they were complaining about the desert cafeteria, they were complaining about the detour, God gave them something to complain about. He sent some snakes, deadly snakes. Now I hate snakes. I'm not going to ask how many of you love snakes. I'm not going to go there. I don't like them. Look at Numbers chapter 21. The food was bad. The root was detestable. And now look at what happens. Numbers chapter 21 and verse 6. Then the Lord sent venomous snakes. I mean, these weren't gathered snakes. Venomous snakes among them. I never mind if a snake is a mile or two away. It never bothers me. But when they crawl right inside my tent, there is agitations. I just don't like those vermits. Look at verse 7, Numbers chapter 21. The people came to Moses and said, we have sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord would take the snakes away from us. So what did Moses do? He prayed for the people. Now God is not in the snake removal business. Did God take the snakes away? No, he didn't. There is no record of that. The snakes stay. We must personally suffer the consequences of our sins. You have to do that, but God always provides an answer to our sin, and you will only find an answer by looking to Jesus Christ. So get your eyes off the snakes, get your eyes off of your problems, and look to your answer. Amen? Don't focus on your problems. Focus on Jesus Christ. When the people of God were complaining about the manna, they were complaining about the detour. God gave them something to complain about, and the artillery that he used against the Egyptians, he used against them. And because of their sin, they were not allowed to take the beautiful snake route to the promised land. They had to go on a circuitous journey. There was no freeway, no picnic spots along the way, and no beautiful rest areas on pool of own. And along the way, the land had always been infested with snakes and scorpions and fire ants, and God had been sending his angels and clearing a path for his people to go on so that they could go through without these problems. But the angel took a break. God said, just relax. The people don't deserve your protections. And so the snakes slithered down to where the people were and bite them. God does not always continue to protect murmurs and complainers and criticizers. So the angels took a break, and these hungry, vermin, zealous, slithered down and bit the people. And when the snakes are on the move, God's people have a problem. Are there snakes on the move in your life? God has to use afflictions to change your outlook on life sometimes. And let's give the Israelites credit. They came to Moses and they said, "Would you pray for us?" They did come and they confessed the sin in verse 7. You can read this there. They asked for Moses to pray, and like Christ, Moses prayed for those who despitefully used him because they were complaining against him too. Look at verse 8, Numbers chapter 21, verse 8. The Lord says to Moses, "Make a snake. You need one more snake. You don't have enough snakes. Make a snake and put it up on a pole, and anyone who is bitten can look at it and have life." So God provided deliverance. Moses got some wood from somewhere. I don't know where you get wood in the desert. And he got some prayers, and somehow he melted that bronze. He poured a casting of a huge snake. Somewhere Moses polished that snake. I don't know how he did it all. We are not told. And he hung it up on what amount to old rag cross. And then whenever somebody was bitten by a snake, if they look to the cross, they will say, people debate about how we are saved. You know, they answer the cross. They were saved. They debate about how we are saved. You know, the answer is right. Here is this story. We are saved by works, or are we saved by faith? Well, they were saved by looking. Saved by looking. Think about this. As soon as they started looking, the pain started to ease up. If they continued looking, the swelling went down and they were eventually healed. They were not saved by snakes bite kids. They were not saved by leather legging on their legs. They were not saved by physicians. They were not saved by their look. If they look at the representation of Jesus, now maybe you have never thought of Jesus as your snake. Jesus, our shepherd. There are so many similes for Christ Jesus. But here, Jesus is like a snake. We are saved by our look, not by our works. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and verse 9 says, "For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. And this not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Day after day, the remedy for death was there. It was up on a higher pole. I don't know how high it was. And if they were bitten by a snake, they came to the pole. They looked at it, and they were saved. Come forward 600 years from this time. You can read it in 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 1 to 4. Whatever happened to that snake on the pole? It is recorded 600 years later. You see what happened to it up here in the 2 Kings chapter 18. The first four verses. Ezekiel broke it to pieces. She must eat. He obviously was a casting. Why did he do that? It was a rough casting because for all those years, God's people had been worshipping that snake. They had been burning incense to that snake. No wonder Jerusalem fell to Nebuchadnezzar. These people had made an idol out of that snake. Today, where is the snake? John chapter 3 and verse 14 and 15. "Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, just so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." Who is going to lift up Jesus? Is it me? Is it you? I was thinking the other day, how many preachers we have in the churches? How many we have? There are many preachers, evangelists, pastors, those who sell books. They are uplifting Jesus Christ. It is each of us that must do that. The bronze serpent could not cure it. It was not looked upon, and it could not be looked upon if it was not lifted up. Our job is to lift Jesus. That is the job description of our life as Christians. And Jesus cannot save you unless you look upon him. So keep your eyes on Jesus. Look at him. Behold him. And I may suggest to you that the job description of every parent today is to take their child and help their child see Jesus Christ. That's your job description. And you can't do that if you don't know where Jesus is yourself. You must look to Jesus. How do you do that? You must immerse yourself in the Bible. This is where Jesus is. He is the Word. He is the bread of life. He is the manna. Don't criticize the food. Look at it. Eat it. Enjoy it. Look to Jesus. How many of you would like to say, you know, I want to. I haven't been looking at Jesus enough. I want to spend a thoughtful hour every day beholding the life of Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 12 in our scripture readings. That was so beautiful. Read this evening. Let's fix our eyes on Jesus Christ. Let's do that. In Jesus' name, may God bless you.
Thank you for the words of God. And if you have questions, comments, suggestions, please write to us at Messages of Love, Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, Arua, Uganda. Or call us on telephone number 0782-710-908.
As we are ending our program for tonight, you'll be listening for more program next week on the same time at the same frequency. God bless you.